This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the SportsMap Radio Network.
All right. Let's do this.
Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. Hour number three as we roll along this morning. All right, so coming up, we'll go over the other games of the National Football League coming up on Sunday, the two Monday night games, which, by the way, are around the same time. It's like they're staggered. So one in the other. They're not like one is ending and the other one's starting like they used to do. It's a little complicated. Monday Night Football used to be just sort of a one game, one moment. The doubleheader, by staggering it, I'm not a big fan of that. It's okay if you want to give me a later game on the West Coast. That's up for me to decide whether I want to stay up and watch it or not based on my time zone or my availability for sleep. But the reality of it is I don't like it when you've got a game starting at, let's say, 7:30-ish and then one starting at, like, 8:30-ish. But that's the way the Monday Night Football schedule is going to look. But last night, it was a game that had some good things and some bad things and some really great things. And I think that's what you want in a good divisional matchup. Divisional matchups that happen where there's really nothing there are still divisional matchups that, for the players and the teams, there's something because they're old rivals or whatnot. But for fans, maybe they don't appreciate it. The Bears and the Packers are playing on Sunday night. It's the oldest rivalry in the league. It's the 204th meeting between the two teams. There's a lot of value amongst the franchises playing against each other, but the Packers have owned it and have won the last eight against the Bears. The last win for Chicago came in like 2017 or something like that. But in this case, it was different. This game didn't just have divisional value. It had AFC value. It had NFL value. These are two of the young best quarterbacks in the game. These are two franchises that one has had tremendous success going to two Super Bowls, winning one, appearing in four straight AFC championship games, and the other one that is yet to make the playoffs but is on the rise with one of the best quarterbacks in the game. There's ramifications with this contest that go far beyond how a division is going to look. Patrick Mahomes is learning every single game how to play without Tyreek Hill, and he's doing it by spreading the ball around, and that's going to make the Chiefs really dangerous. And on the flip side of that, the Chargers got better defensively. That was one of the things that they wanted to get better at, and they did get better at. Khalil Mack was creating real pressure with everyone else on that defense and confusing Patrick Mahomes enough that it did become an issue for the Chiefs. This game went down to a period where either team was going to win this game. And both teams feel like what they left with was this division is going to be a real battle every time we play against each other. And that's the big takeaway for me.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue in his Wake Up Call at SportsMap Radio. All right, so we're going to go over the games of the National Football League. We start with the early ones leading up to the late ones, and then we throw in the Monday night ones, and we give you our idea of what these games mean, the value to them. We don't do predictions because, well, what do we know, right? I mean, Lord knows, I would have been out of the survivor pool last week. I would have easily taken Tennessee over the Giants. But instead, we give you what you should watch and what you shouldn't watch. Are you ready? Here we go. We're going to start in Cleveland where the Browns are going to take on the Jets. Now, Joe Flacco is going to start for the Jets again. Zach Wilson continuing to work through that knee injury. This game is on the road, so Robert Saleh, no booing. Doesn't matter because they're in Cleveland. But it is also the home opener for the Browns who are coming off a week one victory against Carolina. They still have Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. I'm not sure this would be the game I would choose if I had a plethora of games to dive into in the early ones.
I mean, if this is the only game on in your area, just be happy that you're watching it on cable, not on some streaming service.
That's right. So maybe when Deshaun Watson gets back, I'll be more curious as to the Browns. I'm not excited about the Browns, but nevertheless, curious,
really,
but not now.
I've seen the Jacoby Brissett story before.
Wake me up when it's a different ending.
Yeah.
How about the Washington Commanders at the Lions? As you mentioned, I think the other day or yesterday, the Lions are favored.
They are still
in this game.
As of right now, they are 1-point favorites.
They're 1-point favorite.
Holding on to it, man. Please stay favorites. We don't want it to be even or, you know, for the Commanders to get the edge at the last second.
Carson Wentz after week one is like when you go on a date with a girl and she, it was great, but there was two or three things that really just were like, oh, I can't, I'm not going to get over that. Carson Wentz threw four touchdowns against Jacksonville, four. But for whatever reason, Washington is like, yeah, but those two interceptions, man, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. He's not going to win this. He's not going to win the battle. Every mistake he makes because of the of his past few years is just going to be magnified. I don't know how they're going to have a relationship.
I don't remember a potential MVP one season have such a huge fall from grace.
And not only that, people are just he went from a potential MVP to he can't play in this league.
You're right.
Like, what is he still doing in this league?
Like, why are we giving him chances?
Yeah. Why are we giving him chances? Like, what did he do? Like, what did he do?
He broke his leg, and I can understand maybe that first season back when he was with the Eagles, he was a little gun-shy, but that was because the Eagles didn't have a line in front of him. I'd have been gun-shy, too.
I'm not saying he's a good quarterback. I'm just saying, why are people outside of Philly, Indianapolis, and Washington screaming about, like, if you're a Charger fan or a Steeler fan, why are you screaming about Carson Wentz being in the league? What do you care? Like, let him be in the league. DeAndre Swift of the Lions was not in practice Wednesday and 144 yards rushing in their game against Philadelphia. He's important, but that's something to know. Hey, look, I think you should pay a little attention to the Lions. They're a little fun, but in the end, they're still not going to be a playoff team. I don't think the Commanders are either, to be honest with you. But nevertheless, so I like a three.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm interested because, you know, Lions are my second favorite team.
That's right. That's
right now.
Right. How about the Saints and the Buccaneers? All right.
Listen. I actually like this one.
Yeah, because the Saints, all they do is win, win, win against the Bucs. Now, they've won seven of the last eight meetings, but the one loss was in the playoffs. Brady's run to the Super Bowl. They were beating the Buccaneers when Brady wasn't there, but they're beating him when he is there. They won both games last year. Brady's even said, we've got to figure out how they're beating us in order to beat them. The Saints just own them. They just do. That's it. That's interesting. Both teams are coming off week one wins. The Saints have Michael Thomas back. He had two touchdowns in the win against the Falcons. And the Buccaneers rolled over a Dallas Cowboys team that didn't know how to move the ball up and down the field. No, I think this is a good one. This is a good one. By the way, do you have the handy dandy announcer sheet called up? I got to look that up.
Oh, I will find it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But, you know, it
you used, just, we need to know. No, we need to know.
Game, but yeah, we do need to know.
Because my money right now would probably be Jets-Browns.
Jets-Browns, yeah, yeah. If you listen to this before, you know what we're looking for. How about the Panthers and the Giants? Break up the New York football Giants. That one's still stinging here in Nashville, by the way. Still stinging. Up 13-0 against a team with no wins. And with not very many wins, and they blow
it. That's okay. Interrupt real quick.
You got it? Yeah.
Yeah. Jets-Browns.
Is it really?
It really is.
All right. For those of you who are listening for the first time, we track the broadcasting career of one Spiro Ditas, who we like, by the way, but he always seems to get the D game on the CBS crew.
Yeah. It's Spiro Ditas, Jay Feely, and Aditi Kikabala.
Listen, God bless him. He's an NFL network, NFL broadcaster. But Spiro Ditas has been playing in the minor leagues of the crew for a long time. It's about time he gets games that matter. Now, here's the thing. Occasionally, he gets games that, like, are great. And like, he gets to do them because they turn out to be, like, overtime or, like it's an exciting back-and-forth game. But he doesn't get...
He's not getting... Brady, like, okay, Fox's number one crew, Kevin Burkhardt, Greg Olson's going to Brady.
Okay, yeah, he doesn't get that level of game. I'm not talking Nance Romo. I'm like even the 1B games. Like, he doesn't even get those.
No.
But, look, we love Spiro.
God bless him. We got to get him on the show and just say.
One day we will.
We track you all over the globe. Or not the
every
globe, country.
Week, you need to be at a high-profile game. You're good. You're talented. You need to be. He does basketball for CBS too. He's fantastic. Yeah. Love him.
All right. Back to the reason
Giants.
Why we're here.
Baker Mayfield and the Panthers might be on to something. Had that comeback against the Browns fell short. The Giants are on to something. They won against Tennessee, but are we really 100% sure we're
no, but this game, there is an interest value because you feel like one, you know, the team that should, you feel like the record should be flip-flop right now.
Very much so.
And I feel at the end of this game, both these teams are probably going to be 1-1.
I saw a statistic that said Tennessee was 1,000% chance of winning that game against the Giants when they were up 13-0. Like, oh, a meteor will come out of nowhere before the Titans blow a 13-0 home lead against the Giants. That's ridiculous. No, and it's I swear it's still stinging. It's the number one thing all week, how they did it. They're not even looking ahead to their Monday night game against Buffalo. It is still, every day in this town is still, how in the world did that happen? That's not respecting the Giants at all, who had got 164 yards rushing from Saquon Barkley. Nice. Middle of the road game, because there's some interest here. If the Giants go 2-0, what does that say?
I know this, but see, that's why there's the interest in this game, is because it's like, all right, was that just a fluke? Or, you know, has Brian Daboll really done something with this Giants team?
Exactly.
And then with the Panthers, I mean, there was a gritty performance. You know, I think they're better than what they ended up looking like on last Sunday.
All right, Patriots and Steelers. Remember when this was a big deal back in the day?
Did they ever meet in the regular season? Because I don't remember. It was always the AFC Championship.
This was always, they would meet in the playoffs and big games in the regular season and Roethlisberger and Brady, and you got, you know, some cornerback running his mouth and Brady throwing at him 70 times just to shut him up. I mean, there's all sorts of guys in the
good
year.
Old days.
It was Willie Gay, by the way. I'm not quite remember who was running his mouth that one time. I think it was Willie Gay. Just, drove me crazy. And receivers that would come out of nowhere and burn the secondary of Pittsburgh used to drive me nuts. But now it's Mitch Trubisky against Mac Jones. Couple of things. T.J. Watt's not on the Steelers. He's on the IR, torn pec muscle. Najee Harris should play. He's got that foot injury, but said he should be fine. Mac Jones had back spasms down in New England, but he said he felt fine once he got back to Massachusetts and should not be a factor. Ty Montgomery is on the IR for the Patriots. Who cares? Both of these teams are middle-of-the-road teams in the AFC. If you like nostalgia, watch it. If you like what's the future of these teams, I don't know if the Patriots are any good. I don't know if the Steelers are any good. I know the Steelers tried to give that game away against the Bengals every which way you could, and the Bengals just couldn't capitalize on it. So I have no idea what these teams are. But anyway, I'll watch if it's on my area because I'm interested in it. But if you're not interested in it, I don't blame you. It's not the same. All right, how about Colts and Jaguars down in Jacksonville? No, it's not a revenge game, Indianapolis. Stop that. That's nonsense. You lost that game. Jacksonville didn't win it. Although it was one of the better games Trevor Lawrence had last season in that final game against the Colts. That was Carson Wentz puking on himself. Matt Ryan is probably not going to do the same thing. Jonathan Taylor had a good opening day game against the Texans, 161 yards rushing, but they ended up in a tie. You're going to win games, you better win them against the teams you should beat. Indianapolis should beat Jacksonville. But you never know with the new-look Jags under Doug Peterson, so we shall see. But again, middle-of-the-road game.
And
got
still,
some interest.
And still waiting for that one game.
Still waiting for the one game. We'll see. Maybe it's a four-touchdown game against the Colts.
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up the after one game in the afternoon, then we'll get to the evening games. Next, it's Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.
Fred Nation with Fred Fowler and Greg Frank.
I can't cook at all. Like, I'm just terrible at it. I'm so nervous to get started doing it because I'll screw it up to where I just don't do it. It's like the Ferrari, you know, like you get a Ferrari and then I'd be so nervous to drive it because it'd be getting a car accident that it would just sit in the garage.
So it'd be worth less than what you drove like that.
You're just going to keep coming back to that.
I am.
So anyway, last night I try a TV dinner, and I think one of the things that intrigues me the most about going down the TV dinner aisle line at the grocery store is the different combinations that they come up with, where you see it and you're like, you know, I never thought to try that. Like, the idea in my would never be born in my brain, but it was born in somebody else's brain, and that sounds not bad, so I'm going to try it. Macaroni and cheese and brisket.
Fred Nation, weekday afternoons from 1 to 4 Eastern.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We continue. We're going over the schedule in the NFL to tell you what you should watch, what you shouldn't, maybe maybe avoid if you can. Maybe pick another game. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. We continue. We've got one more early afternoon game to get to. That is the Miami Dolphins taking on the Baltimore Ravens. This is actually a good one right here. I like the Dolphins. I'm really intrigued by them, to be honest with you. I can't remember if I picked them to go to the playoffs or not. I think I did. I'm actually pulling the sheet out right now. And I did pick them to go to the playoffs. Yay, good for me. Nevertheless, Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, they played pretty well. This is a good game. These are both teams that have high aspirations for the season. So while there's some other games where it just may not be as sexy as others, this one's actually really good. Dolphins and Ravens in Baltimore. Because I'm really interested in where the Dolphins are going under Mike McDaniel. They seem to love him. He seems to gamble. Tua loves his receivers. And the Ravens have a Lamar Jackson that is playing for the bigger money down the road. So I like this one a lot.
Yeah. No, there's a lot to get in on this one.
Yeah.
You know, especially, I mean, I am still curious on Lamar betting on himself and progression of Tua.
I am too. Lamar betting on himself is always interesting because it sometimes works out and sometimes not so much. Well, we'll see. All right. The Fox game on the afternoon games. I should say late afternoon games. Atlanta Falcons taking on the Rams. Boy, the Rams need a win, don't they? I hate to
they'll
say it
one.
Like that, but they'll get it here because the Falcons are not that good. Falcons blew a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter like they seem to do in certain games. And the Rams, it's not a must win. I don't want to go that crazy, but you don't want to have everybody wondering what the heck's wrong with you and what's going on. And, you know, you could lose to Buffalo by 21 points, bounce back, beat the Rams, and then let's go. Let's go for the rest of the season. The NFC is not going to be as daunting as the AFC, so you can afford to cough up a few games. Don't cough up one here. Atlanta is right for the taking. Go get it. I don't know what else. It's like, it's probably 2.5 maybe on your scale.
Yeah. I mean, unless you like watching Super Bowl champions get one.
Yeah. Right.
I'm trying to find the positive side to this.
I'm curious, the Rams bounce back. I'm not interested in the Falcons and where they're going this year. Even they're putting themselves in this new mode. So good for them. How about the Seahawks or the 49ers? Are we in on the Seahawks yet? Was that just a Denver lost it or did Seattle win it type of thing on Monday night? Because Denver blew a lot of chances, right? But the Seahawks played well with Geno Smith. That was a good performance. That's what you want out of your quarterback. 82% completion rating, 2 touchdowns, kept his eyes downfield. The defense did just enough. And the 49ers, if they go 0-2, what if they go 1-4 the first part of the season? Are they going to go to Jimmy Garoppolo? Are they locked into Trey Lance?
I mean, if Trey Lance doesn't perform this week, what's our narrative come Monday?
Well, right? Can I tell you what it should be? It should be Trey Lance. If that's your future, then you got to stick with him until he really, really shows you he can't play. If you kept Jimmy Garoppolo in. And you're buzzing about Jimmy Garoppolo, what'd you make the change for?
Right.
Right? Like you're going to... But if they go 0-2, you know that's coming up. This is why you want to... If you're a quarterback, you want a backup to be much less than you. Not potentially better. Like, that people have seen is better. They put Trey Lance in this awful situation. The organization needs to say to him, we drafted you to be the quarterback of the future. Yeah. You do not have a short leash here. Jimmy Garoppolo is on this team for a variety of other reasons that have nothing to do with making you win out of the gate.
Well, and I think that's why they probably should have gotten rid of him sooner. Because
right, so you don't have that.
You're creating this controversy.
Absolutely.
You're creating this tension. Because, yeah, if I'm Trey Lance, I'm feeling the pressure. I need to perform in such a way that it's a no-brainer that they picked me third overall.
Yeah, and by the
and
way,
that's going to make me mess up.
By the way, did anybody see the weather conditions at Soldier Field? It wasn't exactly pristine.
No.
It's like an ocean of water, right? So things can happen in those circumstances. Everybody slow down.
at Levi Stadium, you might pull this off. But the Seahawks, if they go 2-0, Pete Carroll has it right to strut his stuff a little bit. That'd be two big wins. How about Joe Burrow and the Bengals against Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys? We in on this? This will be good. Both teams looking for a win.
I'm only in on it because I'm curious to see if there's any sort of bounce back from the Cowboys.
Offense was so bad even when Prescott was on the field.
Or and now you're taking him off and you're inserting Cooper Rush, who, you know, has always just been a backup.
We'll see. Right, but the Bengals, after the game against the Steelers, it wasn't like, oh, the Bengals have a problem. Yeah, the offensive line wasn't as good as people thought that first game, but it seemed like it was a lot of rust. It was a lot of just dialing in the right stuff. Burrow, remember Burrow was out? He was out for appendix surgery or something like that? It was something. He didn't participate in a lot of training camp for some reason. Now you tighten it up. You're back into the game mode thing. You tighten it up. This Dallas Cowboy team is really vulnerable. They did a good job defensively. They did a good job containing. Go ahead.
And this is a good game to do it against too.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you got a high profile team. I mean, the Cowboys aren't the Cowboys of what, you know, how we grew up kind of knowing them, you know, or the Cowboys of the Knights. But a win against the Cowboys is still a win against the Cowboys, no matter what team they have out there.
Is this the Nance Romo game with the AFC on the road?
Let's see. I'll tell you in 1 second.
So, maybe?
Yeah, I'm scrolling through all these games. It is the Nance Romo game.
I thought so.
Of course they're going to send Romo to Dallas.
Sure, they're going to send Romo to Dallas different? And the Bengals are the AFC champ. So there you go. How about Texans and Broncos? No. There's nothing I could do here. If Lovie Smith wants to keep playing for ties, God bless him. But
is Andrew Catalan and James Lofton, are they the Spiro? Because I feel this game is worse than the other one.
Yeah, this wasn't going to be a good one anyway. But somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
You know, but you get Russell Wilson. That's the whole thing, right? At least you get the Broncos.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson and a Denver team that's vying for the playoffs. How about Cardinals versus Raiders? Both teams coming off week one losses. The Raiders had a back-and-forth affair with the Chargers, and the Cardinals had 5 touchdowns thrown against them against the Chiefs.
There is intrigue here.
I do, too. I think there's something here. You got, what do you got? The Raiders, their home opener? What? I'm trying to find the angle. What is it?
Kyler Murray? Just them. I mean, they're 0-1.
Yeah, they need a win.
They need a win. I mean, they saw last night what they're up against. And they've already been up against one of them. They're already down in the division by a game. They may not be able to win. I mean, right now I'm looking at it, the Chiefs are going to win this division. All right, plain and simple. But they need to stay. They need to get wins against quality teams, or else they're just going to be a fringe playoff team. Or if they do make the playoffs, one and done again.
Sunday night, Packers Bears. I'm telling you, I'm watching this game because I need to know if the Packers are going to fix this.
Yes,
the Packers were a mess. He's got rookie wide receivers dropping passes. He hasn't really come to, like, he hasn't found the guy, his security blanket receiver, if you will. Does he need one? Davante Adams is gone, so he's got to find the next guy. That was a real bad showing. We've seen the Packers do this before, though. They had a bad game against their opening game last year against the Saints, and they were fine. I don't know if they're fine, though. And the Bears, it was a sloppy game, but Justin Fields came through. Let's see if a big divisional matchup like this, if there is a there with Matt Eberflus and the Chicago Bears and Justin Fields.
I'm all in on this game.
I am too. I really want to see the Packers.
I want to know if last week was just a fluke for the Bears.
Me too. I'm with you. And I want to see if the Packers fix it.
Because as far as we know, I mean, the Niners have a good defense.
Yeah.
So why should we think anything different?
No.
I want to see what they do against the Packers.
That was a good win for the Bears.
It was.
All right. Titans-Bills, heck yeah. I'm going to see how Mike Vrabel, he must have given them hell this week for losing to the Giants like they did, blowing a 13-0 lead. And the Bills remind me of that unbeatable team in the NFL that you go, is anybody going to beat the Bills? And then, of course, three or four teams do. But I don't know, they played a good game last year in Nashville. I expect a good one again on a Monday night. Yeah, the Bills are great.
It could be the Titans. Titans just had a brain
from last week. I completely agree.
I think they underestimated what the Giants can actually do.
Came down to a fourth down, and Josh Allen was going for the 1 yard, didn't get it, and that meant the Titans ended up escaping with a very narrow win against Buffalo in week six of last year. And now maybe they'll do it again on Monday.
By the way, this is the Steve Levy, Dan Orlovsky, Lewis Riddick game.
Very game. Lewis Riddick's great. I like him a lot. Vikings-Eagles.
That's the Joe Buck-Troy Aikman.
Yep, that's the Joe Buck-Troy Aikman game. We're in Philadelphia, Troy. Both teams are 1-0. Vikings with a big win over the Packers, and then the Eagles went to Detroit and took care of business. All right, we'll
now
see.
People cheer for Troy as he walks into the stadium, right?
Yeah, they'll welcome back, welcome him in Philadelphia with loving arms.
This game, I think, is going to be fun too.
All right, there's our review. Sports Map Radio.
Listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, on Twitter, Philip says, last year Miami started the year with a win in New England, then lost seven straight at 1-7. I said they'd run the table and finish 10-7. They were doing good until they went to Tennessee and lost. Only game I missed on that predict. Good for you. Going to say 10-7 this year. I'm with you on the Dolphins. There's something really intriguing about this. And maybe, just maybe, I'm taking the football stuff along with the off-field drama and probably adding that to the stew. Does that make sense? Where sometimes you're not just interested in a team because of X's and O's. You're interested in, like, the entire package. So it goes back to last season with the Dolphins. It goes back to losing seven in a row, winning seven in a row, barely missing out on the playoffs, firing Brian Flores, and then Flores is like, yep, and by the way, the owner was paying me to throw games. And everybody was like, what? And then they hire Mike McDaniel. But now people like Mike McDaniel. He's more of a player's coach. Flores wasn't a player's coach. Tua gets Tyreek Hill to go along with Jaden Waddle. There's like a feeling like all of this stuff, and you want to throw in the Tom Brady stuff too. That was, you know, that was a weird story. Maybe that's why I'm more interested in what exactly is going on with the Dolphins. But I find them really intriguing. I'm just really, really intrigued by it.
I can't help it either. Look at it just like from, you know, almost like a video game perspective, where you got a quarterback who could be really good. We're still on the fence of what Tua can be.
Right.
But he's got two great weapons.
I mean, that's exactly right.
You know, that, like, offense should be electric.
There are teams that don't want to dive into the $30 million wide receiver swimming pool, and there's others that are like, nope, we will, and the Dolphins were willing to do that.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, and then I mentioned back to him the game against Tennessee. I remember because my wife and I were driving and looking at a car in near downtown Nashville, and it was rainy and wet that day, and I was listening to Mike Keith on the radio calling the game. It was this awful day, rainy, wet, cold. Not a typical, Nashville gets cold in the wintertime, but it was not a typical, you know, wintery kind of day. And it was a sloppy game, but that's the game they lost, the Dolphins, and it cost them a chance at making a little run at the postseason. So thank you for that. So as we continue in for all these week two games, but like I said, as we get more into the season and we get these teams with more of an identity, they become a little bit more like downright. Some of the games will be unwatchable. And then some of the games will be more interesting. Right now, you got teams 0-1. You know, like, will they bounce back and win, or can they go 2-0, or can, you know, whatever it is. But for the most part, early in the seasons, you get some games that are all, you know, somewhat intriguing, and then it's others that really, you know, let's be honest, aren't as the years go on. But going back to last night's game, you know, I know that we kind of touched on this about Amazon and getting the game and Prime Video and all of that. I'm not concerned necessarily about where all of this streaming stuff is. I've talked to my wife about this a couple of times where I've said, I don't want to subscribe to everything. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
Like what was the point? Like we cut cable because we weren't watching what we were watching.
Did you?
We did. Ugh. We pulled the trigger on it. I know, but we did. And because we weren't like, there were only, I just wanted something where I could get sports and a couple of other things, and we subscribed to all these other things, Netflix.
But you're still getting your internet through your cable company.
Still getting the internet. They didn't seem to have a problem with it. In fact, my wife thought that they would fight back, and they didn't even fight back.
And offer up a deal that we'll keep the cable.
But we talked about it forever and ever about doing it. And I've always been reluctant to do it. But once I started seeing, all right, listen. But I did tell her, I'm like, I'm not subscribing to 20 different things. Like if I'm going to do that to get everything I wanted, why don't just keep the cable? But I'm not worried about sports in itself being like, well, now you got to subscribe to a shopping website that plays video in order to get an NFL game. I don't know if we're heading in that direction, but I will say that last night and knowing how to get this NFL game, I didn't completely dismiss the possibility that this was going to be the future.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, Amazon's paying $1 billion for this and they have it. And what if Bezos wants to buy the entire thing? Like, what if he says to the league, I'll give you $50 billion for the television rights. I mean, that would be crazy. It'd be like half his net worth. But what if he did? Right? Like, what if he bought it all? Like, I know that seems far-fetched, but what I'm saying is I don't want Monday Night Football on another. Like, for some people last night, and listen, they got a lot. They got 200. I saw this number where they have 200 million people around the globe that have Amazon Prime. Okay? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of subscriptions. But there were people last night that bought it just for this. They bought they didn't necessarily want the shipping because maybe they don't buy anything on Amazon, but they're like, fine, you've got shows, you've got reruns of shows that I like, fine, and I want football.
Yeah,
I
want to
watch Thursday night games. Yeah, so they got movies, you're kind of like Netflix, Hulu, that kind of thing I already have, fine. So I don't buy anything off your website, so I don't need the free shipping, but I'll pay the $10 a month. I want the game. But so they had a lot of people doing that. Now, what do you give them outside of that? You give them the game. That's all they need. Do they need the next gen stats? Do they need the all 22 video? Do they need the dude perfect guys talking to whoever and doing trick stunts? No, but it's
which I didn't watch 1 second of, by the way.
I didn't even know how to see it.
Yeah.
Like, was that something on the website? Like, you had to watch it on the website thing? I don't know. I didn't even know I could see it. But I might on Thursday, the next Thursday, with Steelers and Browns, I may check out the different stuff that they have, all 22 and all that stuff. I might do that just to see because I'm curious of how it goes. But I'll tell you, the one thing you don't want in the league, though, and this is where you got to be, I think this is where the NFL has to be a little bit careful, because you can drown a little bit in your own hubris, is that the NFL, you are always in the news. This is the one thing we know about the league. They own sports. Like, there's hardly anything another league can announce that would trump what the NFL does with its big announcements. The NFL sometimes has announcements that trump, like, major, like, where the calendar is supposed to be for somebody else. They can disrupt that with announcements in that period of time. College basketball's NCAA tournament, boom, a major player retires, there you're trapped, right? You're subject to the everyone discussing that instead of you. That's this league. But the one thing you want to be careful of is if you start asking consumers to pay another service and another group comes in and buys another service and it's just small. It's like, well, Sunday night games are NBC lost the rights to so-and-so. Be careful, because you want everybody talking about this game last night. Like, you want everybody to talk about, hey, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs look like they've got a challenger in the Chargers, and Justin Herbert, man, that was such a gritty performance at the end. If you have a portion of the NFL population that said, you know what, I'm tapped. I can't afford another subscription service to watch Thursday night's game. I'll just take people's word for it. You lose a little bit of that conversation. You don't want to be separating. You don't want to say, well, there's a segment of the population that can consume this and everybody else, you can't consume it. Now, $10 a month doesn't seem like a lot of money, but I had Prime. My wife uses Prime a lot. Can I cancel it after the football season? Am I committed to a year? I mean, these are things I don't know. So if I'm struggling, do I pay $10 a month so I can get Thursday Night Football, and then if the season's over, I don't have to pay
just
it
cancel
anymore?
It. Yeah.
Or do I have to have Amazon Prime now for a year? Right? Look.
Because if that's the case, too, then they got you, because then you're going to want it again next year.
Sunday Ticket, it was a great product for DirecTV, but I knew people who couldn't get DirecTV. Not because, you know, and then so DirecTV said, well, you can do, if you can't get it at your house, you can subscribe to this where you get the games online, right? So if we go to your apartment and there's not a, what is it, south-facing angle to the satellite or whatever it is they need, if we go, you can't get it, you can have access to it. But if your house can get DirecTV, you can't get the online. So you better get DirecTV if you wanted the Sunday Ticket. I always found that problematic for the league. It's like, was there a better economic package that you could have used that Sunday Ticket for? Did it have to be exclusive to a satellite television company? Like, they paid a lot of money for it, but was there another valuable way where you could even made more money if you made it more accessible to people? I don't know. You know, I'm not in the business meetings. But I don't want sports to be pay-per-view, man. I really don't. I'm really worried that it will be. But I think the networks are always going to find money for the ever-increasing media rights costs. Always. Remember, listen, you don't have to go back that far when people used to say, someday the Super Bowl will be pay-per-view. And I used to mock that. I'd say, nah, the networks will always. I'm not 100% sure that if I live to a ripe old age of 80, that at some point it won't be pay-per-view.
All it will take is 1 year when the advertising dollars don't come in like they usually do.
Right.
They're doing $6 million for a 30-second spot and they're not getting any takers. It'll become pay-per-view.
Isn't everything a bubble? Isn't everything in a bubble?
Yeah.
Like you think it's endless money. It's not endless money. If the NFL said to CBS, by the way, your media rights are up and we're looking at $150 billion. Like the CBS would go, "No, we don't print money here." There's only so much we can get from advertising.
I do have a question, though, because you brought this up, and it kind of hit my mind. Was last night's game a pay-per-view event? Now, I know the very root of the word it is, but for a lot of us, we already have the streaming service, and right. We have it regardless if the NFL is on there. Now, there is that population out there who, like you said, who probably purchased it for the first time last night, downloaded the app, downloaded it to their TV, whatever, created the login and the password and got on, and that was their first time ever using it, acting as if it's a true pay-per-view event. But, you know, for my household, we have it anyways. It wasn't really a pay-per-view event. It was just an extra step on my remote.
Well, yeah, and I think it's, well, not to be nitpicky on the word, but it wasn't like pay-per-view, which is like, if you take it literally, it is, I want X and I'll pay X amount of dollars to get
just
X.
For that.
If you sign up for this, now you get all the games.
You get all the games.
And, oh, by the way, you get the Lord of the Rings thing they're doing, plus this Sylvester Stallone movie and reruns of The Sopranos or whatever they've got attached on this thing.
And Tony and I both came away with liking that thing that was created by Westworld.
Yeah, whatever the Westworld thing was, looked really interesting.
That looked interesting.
So you get that, too.
That looked interesting.
So it's not like they said, if you want Chargers, Chiefs, it's $20.
Right.
Right, like a wrestling match.
But for a lot of people, yesterday...
It does feel that way, yeah.
Yesterday, it was a pay-per-view. And it's like, I'm going back and forth on it. It's like, well, it's not really pay-per-view because I already have it, but it's pay-per-view.
People would make that argument with cable a lot. Like, I would say, like, well, you know, the Super Bowl on pay-per-view. And they said, well, I'm already paying for cable. I'm like, yes, but if I strip cable from you and gave you a digital antenna, you could get the Super Bowl. Right? The Super Bowl is still on Fox, NBC, CBS. Like, it's still on network TV. And if you live in an area where that's coming at you through the digital waves and you have a digital antenna, you'd get it for free.
Yeah, and if you want to get the tinfoil and stretch it in between the two or run a cord upstairs and have your son sit on top of the roof and hold the antenna just perfectly in such a way to give you that clear picture.
You want to know how old I am? We used to have a TV, and some of you probably remember this. We had a dial on top of the television. And there were stickers on the dial as to where you would put to get the best reception of that television
station. Wow.
So we lived in the middle of nowhere, New Hampshire. So we would have the Channel 9 was New Hampshire's big station. You could get that pretty much anywhere because the antenna would pick that up. But let's say you wanted Channel 4 out of Boston. You would have to dial it to where 4 was. And then it would rotate the antenna, and then that was the best way it could get channel 4. So you would have it on channel 4 on the TV, and it would be squiggly and awful, and then you would turn the dial, and then slowly, like microwave popcorn, it would start coming together into a delicious bowl of snacks. And then you'd start going, oh, there's Bob Lobel. Thank you. Thank you, Channel 4. And that would be on. And then, so, like when my father would say, hey, can you change it to Channel 6, Channel 5? We would have to get up and change the channel to Channel 5 and rotate that dial to Channel 5. Which, you know, for two lazy kids like my brother and I, we didn't want to get up and do that.
All kids are lazy. Come on now.
How come you just don't want to watch Webster?
I honestly don't think my kids would survive today.
Oh, no, not a chance. Are you kidding me?
If they knew they had to go up and, like, physically change the channel, like, to turn that dial, they'd be like, whatever. I'm just going to watch what's on.
Now, imagine real quick, because I know I'm running late. Imagine real quick. If you had that technology, but somehow social media was around, right?
Right.
So somewhere, someone would go, oh my God, you got to check the line. The Patriots are on the goal line. Oh my God, oh my God. And you go, oh, what channel is that? Channel 5? And then you'd miss it. That's how awful it was. It's terrible. It's atrocious. Oh God, the 80s, 70s and 80s. Good Lord. Like I told you guys, we were late to cable for a while. All right, we'll come back, wrap up the hour. It's Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
Oh, I'm such a clock monster, me telling my silly stories. All right, we'll come up next.
It's Friday.
I know. But I'm trying to be the consummate pro all the time, and I sometimes get lost in my own conversation. Coming up next hour, we'll talk a lot about the game coming out that was happening on Thursday night. What a performance by Justin Herbert, and at the end with those ribs hurting and ailing. But in the end, it was Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs that pulled off a real battle at Arrowhead. There was some good for both teams. There was also some things that weren't so good for both teams. It was a typical NFL game in terms of that. And it also was a typical NFL game in regards to, hey, it's a divisional rival, and those two teams played really hard. So we have all that coming up as hour number 4 continues in this Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.